Morning, Dietrich.
Howdy.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Your other tie in the shop?
I just brought it back from Jackson Hole for me. Look at that.
Nice gesture.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to go to all that trouble. Look at with the initials and silver and everything, huh?
Excuse me, I got to turn away to the coffee.
Morning, Harris.
Barney, I am thinking very seriously of moving to Ireland.
Hell of a commute.
Yeah, well, did you know that in Ireland, writers don't have to pay 1 cent of income tax?
Oh, yes, that time of year again, huh?
Yeah, I just got my return back from the tax accountant.
And?
Well, Barney, I mean, I don't mind kicking in a little something, but Barney, this is sick.
Price of success.
You are so lucky.
How's that?
Well, Barney, tax-wise, Barney, you got everything going for you. I mean, you only got one source of income. You're mortgaged to the hilt. Medical expenses, investment losses, a wife and two lovely deductions.
Oh, yeah, man, one big happy write-off.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Barn, look at you. Don't you that word? And so you have.
Probably not the right outfit to wear it with.
Barn. Oh, no, hey, Barn, look, it goes good with the stripes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Still wearing it, huh?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, report on a burglary?
Sort of.
Yeah.
And the best I could do.
No luck, huh?
I keep going over and over in my mind, you know? Pulled in front of the store, give Harris enough time to get around behind. All of a sudden, a guy comes running out. And before I have a chance to yell freeze, the other guy in the car yells, hey, you know, whatever his name was, it's a cop. And he squeezes off a few rounds at me.
But you can't remember the name.
I'm getting closer. I mean, I hear, Bettina. Or Batista. Belmaja. Or Mertz. Well, it's not that easy.
Yeah, what about the license plate?
Well, and then that, now I'm positive.
Yeah?
That there's a 3 in it.
Wonderful.
Or an 8.
Whoa, has you ever thought about getting hypnotized?
No, have you?
Well, the department has got qualified personnel. We've used it to help witnesses and victims recall details.
Not a bad idea, you know?
No, I'll remember it on my own.
Maybe, but if you can't, hypnosis can be used very effectively. Taps the subconscious, helps to locate facts or images that seem to have been lost or forgotten.
Yeah, or make a guy act like a chicken.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Listen, Wojo, it's not a bad idea. Maybe worth a shot, huh?
Man, I don't want some guy coming up here in a black cape swinging something like that in front of my face.
Look, what do you say? Something to think about.
Barney. An alarm just went off in a factory over on Canal.
Oh, you and Dietrich.
Okay.
Harris?
Yeah.
Think I ought to get hypnotized?
You can use the eggs.
Step right inside here, Mr. Everett.
Don't you understand? I have the answer to the greatest problem facing civilization today.
Who asked you?
This is Herbert Emery.
We picked him up at Powerite Electronics, found him in the president's office. He'd broken into the safe and taken out these blueprints.
They're mine. I drew them.
According to his ID, Mr. Emery is the director of research and development for the company.
Yeah, but I'm quitting.
Good move.
Anyway, I contacted the company, and they're going to send somebody over to press charges.
Sure, they'll do anything to keep me quiet, to keep my research from becoming a reality.
These blueprints, Barnard, some kind of battery.
Not some kind of battery. A battery that will last forever.
No, no. It's against the law.
What?
The law of physics.
That's what I used to think, too. But I was wrong. It can be done, and I've done it. Here, look at my plan. You too. Look, it's all there. See? Let me explain. You see, they hired me to develop a better battery. But I went too far. I developed a perfect battery. And now they're afraid it's going to put them out of business.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to book you anyway, Mr. Emery.
But Sheriff!
Captain!
Honest mistake, Marshal. Yeah, see, the design of the battery, the use of ion-charged zinc compounds in place of sulfuric acid, is quite radical. But theoretically, it could work.
Theoretically?
Of course it could work. Just like countless other innovations we could have tomorrow, if certain people weren't sitting on them. Imagine, we could have a light bulb that would never burn out. An automobile that could get 100 miles on a gallon. Chewing gum that would never lose its flavor.
Never?
Cost you $50 a stick, but it would last forever.
I'm Dr. Kramer.
Ah, doctor, I'm Captain Miller. I take it you're the hypnotist?
I'm a psychologist who uses hypnosis. As one tool among many.
I see.
Are you the officer with the problem?
No.
I thought possibly you'd forgotten where you put your real tie. I'm just kidding, Captain.
I'm the guy.
This is Sergeant Roger Hoetz, Dr. Kramer.
How you doing?
Fine, you?
All right. But I think I should tell you right now that I don't think it's going to work.
Possibly, Sergeant. Hypnosis isn't foolproof. But I think if you'll just try and relax and give me your cooperation and trust, we have an excellent chance of reaching down into your subconscious and retrieving that information you're searching for.
I'm still awake.
Would you like to use my office?
Not really necessary. We can do it right here. Unless you're more at ease in the captain's office.
I think we should do it right here.
Come see it. Just put your hands in your lap. Take a few deep breaths. Relax.
Is there something I should be doing?
You mean like boiling water? No, Captain, just stand by. Are you comfortable, Sergeant?
Yeah.
Yeah. First, I'd like you to focus your attention on something in the room. Spot on the wall, a light fixture, anything you wish.
Okay.
Keep your eye on it, but don't strain. All right. Now I'm going to begin counting from 1 to 20. As I do, your body is going to become more and more relaxed. By the count of 20, your eyes will have closed, and you will have fallen into a very pleasant hypnotic state. 1. Your eyelids are getting heavy. 2. Even heavier. 3. Even heavier. Very relaxed.
Oh. Wake me when he gets to the chicken pot.
well under.
Can I move now?
Please do. Now, as I understand it, there was a robbery at a jewelry store that you and your partner were called out on. Is that correct?
Yes, me and Harris.
And what time did you receive the call?
8:45 p.m. at night.
All right. Sergeant, I want you to return with me now.
Harold Silver!
Sergeant, there's a book in front of you open to the last page. Do you see it?
Yeah.
You will begin leafing back through the book. As you do, the hours will slip away. When you've arrived at 8:45 last night, stop and open your eyes, still in a deep hypnotic state. Begin, Sergeant.
Whose stupid idea was this?
What time is it?
8:45.
And where are you now?
I'm on my way to the bathroom. Except the phone is ringing.
Are you going to answer it?
I have to. Harris isn't gonna.
Now, you've taken the call. Now what happens?
I go into Barney's office and tell him there's a robbery in progress. And he says, all right, you and Harris. Like it's some big decision or something. And then I get my coat. And I get Harris's coat.
And then?
Well, then I'm waiting for Harris. Now he's talking to somebody on the phone about that dumb book of his. Sometimes Harris thinks he's the only guy in the world who can put two words together.
Got two words I could put together right now.
Yeah, all right, talk in the lobby, will you?
It's a few moments later. You're in the car with your partner. What are you doing?
We're going down Lafayette, about 15 blocks from the store.
Are you driving?
No, Harris is driving. I'm laughing.
Did something amusing occur?
Yeah, Harris is telling me about this tie he got for Barney. I mean, he bought it as a joke, and Barney turns around and likes it.
Are we there yet? Sergeant, you're now just one block away from the store.
Yeah, and we stop about 50 feet from the store, and Harris gets out and heads down the alley so he can cover the back. And I give him a few seconds, and then I get out and start approaching the front door.
Over here.
My name is John Essex, attorney for Powerite Electronics.
Yeah, we know what you're up to.
And the other guy yells, "Hey, it's a cop."
All right, Sergeant. Now, you're going to tell me again what happened. Only this time, all the street noises will be hushed. The only sound you'll hear will be the voice of the man in the car.
Okay. I get out of the car. I take a few steps forward. And then the guy in a red jacket comes out the front door. And before I can yell freeze, the other guy shouts, "Hey!
Hey, behind you! It's a cop!
Behind you.
Him again.
Excuse me. John Essex, Powerite Electronics.
How do you do? I'm Captain Miller.
We still can't believe that Mr. Emery would do such a thing. He's been a trusted employee for 20 years.
Captain, watch him. He's tricky.
But in recent weeks, he's become increasingly erratic and unstable. We've been quite concerned.
According to Mr. Emery, he's developed quite a breakthrough in a battery.
Oh, he's been talking that gibberish again. Believe me, Captain, those blueprints are nothing more than a pathetic hodgepodge of bizarre scribblings. They're completely worthless.
Then why were they locked in the president's safe? Sentimental reasons. Why don't you have a seat, Mr. Essex? We'll be with you in a moment, right?
Oh, I've got one of those, too. But I've never had the guts to wear it.
No, all I can see is that black 3 on the yellow license plate.
It's all right. Okay. All right, now the car has driven off. What are you doing?
Giving pursuit.
Are you driving?
No, I'm running. The car is gone now.
Still trying to think of the license number?
No, I'm thinking of having to talk to Barney. I'm picturing the look on his face when I give him the report.
I'm afraid any further probing is going to be fruitless.
Anytime you want to bring him out of this.
I mean, it's always the same thing, you know. He'll look at me over his glasses. Give me one of his sighs. Thing is, I've been working in the squad room here for 5 years now. I've been a sergeant for 2. And he keeps treating me like I'm just out of the academy.
I can stop him.
No, it's okay.
I mean, I always feel like Barney needs to talk down to my level. Make some kind of allowances for me. Not like, like Dietrich. Now, Dietrich doesn't patronize you. He talks to you. Like you can understand what he's talking about. A lot of the time I don't, but that's just because Dietrich's a smart person. I mean, I think Dietrich's got more brains than the rest of us put together.
I gotta sit here and take this garbage.
Back to Harris.
Anytime you're ready.
Ever since he wrote his book, he acts like...
Sergeant, I'm gonna awaken you in a moment. So just relax and prepare yourself.
Oh, okay.
Listen, before I bring him out of it, are there any post-hypnotic suggestions you'd like me to give?
Yeah, I want to hear him cluck.
Sergeant, I'm going to count to 5. On the count of 5, I'm going to snap my finger. You will awaken. You will recall none of this conversation. But you'll be fine in every respect. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5.
Hey.
Sergeant.
How'd I do?
I'm afraid it wasn't all that helpful.
Oh, sorry. I feel great.
Oh, well then. It was worth it.
Doc, thank you for coming down anyway.
Yes. If you don't mind, I just want to jot down a few notes on the session right now while it's still fresh in my mind.
Certainly.
I'm writing a book, too.
Captain.
Yes.
I certainly enjoy the seance. But about Mr. Emery.
I take it your firm is prepared to press charges?
Well, unfortunately, we may have to.
Go ahead. I'd love a trial.
Although, if Mr. Emery would promise to refrain from any further activities and agree to stop publicizing this hopeless project, Powerite might be persuaded to leave the matter at simple dismissal.
Forget it.
Or a raise in salary might be arranged.
What kind of man are you? You know what this battery could do, the energy it could provide, the enormous boon it could be for people. You know all that. And still you can do what you're doing.
Regardless, I've got to be getting back to the office, and I'll just take these crazy doodles along with me.
Certainly, Counselor is aware these drawings are evidence.
Well, we've decided not to press charges.
Oh?
Don't you think the poor man has suffered enough?
That's not going to stop me, Essex. I've still got it all up here.
Do you really think anyone in this industry would bankroll your madness?
Maybe not, but there are other people out there, people with courage and vision.
Best of luck. Believe me, Captain, this battery is a waste of energy. The only thing it's good for is somebody else's tax shelter.
Hello.
Finish my notes.
Oh, well, thanks again.
If you want, we could try once more for the license number.
Hey, Bart, I'll go under.
Oh, that's okay, Wojo. I think you've already given us your best shots.
Goodbye, Sergeant.
Yes, hold on.
Hopefully, Sergeant Wojo Horowitz will remember on his own.
I hope so.
Well, goodbye, Dr. Kramer.
Happy trails. Don't get a chance to say that too often.
Here you go, Mr. Emery.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Emery.
Yes, sir.
I believe in you.
Oh?
No, Mr. Emery, I don't know a lot about batteries, but I do know a little bit about people. And I think you are a man who is well worth investing in.
Very flattered.
I'm sure my accountant could put together an investment syndicate which would provide for all the financial backing you would ever require.
Sergeant, you don't believe in me. You don't believe in my battery. I'm just a tax gimmick to you, aren't I?
Oh, Mr. Emery.
You expect to lose your investment and get a 5-to-1 write-off, correct?
Yes, but no offense.
Sergeant, let me tell you something. I'm going to take your money and build my battery and make you a millionaire in the process.
Oh?
I'm going to put you in the 70% bracket, buddy. I'll be in touch.
I've got to stop making money.
Did I miss something while I was gone?
Not really, no.
Well, I've been getting all these strange looks from people.
Have you?
Come on, you guys, what'd I say?
Well, as a matter of fact, while recounting the events of last evening, you did include a few personal remarks, a few editorial comments about each of us.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
It's all right. We can take it.